This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, doing the live Sunday edition of the program, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Perhaps you want to discuss the developing situation in Paris, where now apparently French aircraft have dropped 20 bombs, 20 more bombs, because there were already bombing raids apparently earlier this week that likely prompted the attacks on Friday night in Paris, the at least six coordinated simultaneous, basically, attacks that happened on Friday night.
One of the terrorists is quoted as saying, this is for Syria.
This is for Syria, meaning in relation to the French government bombing folks over in Syria. Well, they just bombed some more people in Syria tonight, including what they claim was a command post, jihadist recruiting center, and a weapons warehouse. But as Michael Dean called in to point out, they apparently also bombed a jail that ISIS is running there. And wouldn't that hurt the people who could possibly help in the fight against ISIS to bomb a jail?
Seems like a bad idea.
And then the allegation
but it's a nice target that you can hit, though. Like, yeah. I know this is here. Let's go hit it.
And then the allegation was further that the news media, once it was brought to their attention that, you know, they'd bomb this jail and that would be likely full of innocent people, people who are, ISIS was trying to prosecute for all kind of non-crimes, that they then scrubbed that from the news report. And he was asking for people who'd seen evidence of the original report reporting that it was a jail that was attacked to send a message to Scott Horton. And apparently he gave the wrong Scott Horton Twitter address. Instead of at Scott Horton, it's at Scott Horton Show. So Scott Horton Show is Scott Horton's Twitter feed. We also just had a gentleman on the line from Michigan. He unfortunately dropped off during the news. But, Mark, he had brought up the idea that, or we were discussing earlier, the idea that the Constitution is a failed document.
Right, and this isn't a new concept at all. Lysander Spooner wrote in his letters to Grover Cleveland.
The 1800s.
About the 1880s, with Grover Cleveland over his the federal government coming in and stopping him from competing with the U.S. mail service. He said that, look, either the Constitution is powerless to stop these overreaches of the federal government, mm-hmm. or it's authorized them.
And one or the other.
You have to ask yourself this. Look, I am not sworn to protect the Constitution simply because I happen to be born on a piece of ground. So the argument that the Constitution hasn't failed us, we've failed the Constitution. Nobody's going to say the Constitution's hanging strong, right? Like it's protecting all kinds of rights out there. They're going to say it's on life support because you haven't done enough. Well, I do a nationally syndicated radio program on the concepts of freedom 6 nights a week for the last, 12 years or so.
You're also an elected Republican as well.
Indeed. I am, I go to the Capitol and I argue, stuff. So you can't claim that I don't do anything. But I'm going to say that, a piece of paper that was written down 200 and something years ago, maybe it's not up to date enough. Maybe the systems for getting new amendments through it is too difficult. Clearly, no good ones are getting through, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And, that bothers me. We have to agree on it. We have to stop holding this document up like it's the Ten Commandments handed down on Mount Vernon to George Washington by God.
Well, one guy said earlier you just have to hold these politicians accountable, Mark.
They've been telling us that for centuries. Politicians haven't been held accountable before the United States. They haven't been held accountable during the United States. And after the United States federal government finally spends its last dollar completely into insolvency on the freight train to hell that it's taking right now, then the politicians will be corrupt then, too. Maybe we should stop putting our faith in politicians. Mm. No, maybe politicians won't save us from politicians.
But, Mark, this next election is the most important election of all time.
So was the last one, and right. the one before that, and the one before that. Now, I don't care whether it is or not. Maybe it is. I mean, I'm not claiming I'm not going to vote in it. I'll vote in the election, but I don't expect my vote to make a difference. I'm not saying I don't expect it to count. I expect my vote to be counted. But I don't expect it to make a difference. Barack Obama won New Hampshire by about 60,000 votes. Mm-hmm. So if I voted a different way, whatever way I might have voted, one way or the other, if I could withdraw my vote now and cast it again, it wouldn't make a difference because he would win by 59,999 or 60,001 or whatever, right? Like it wouldn't
even
make a difference.
Even if he didn't win, even if the Republican won, it still wouldn't make a difference because the Republican would have brought on all kinds of big government programs, just like the preceding Republican.
What's really nice about being the losing team is you get to say, well, we would have done it differently. So
the evidence is to the contrary, though, because the Republicans were in charge back in the aughts for like 6 years, completely in control of the federal government.
They had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House. Anything that the Republicans wanted to get through, they had 6 years to get
it
through.
Did.
What we got was a bigger,
more
inefficient, more intrusive government. Everything they said that the Democrats do to us, the Republicans did when they had the ability.
Let's talk to Ralph. He's in New Jersey, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening to the both of you. You know, once again, we see El Negro over there in Turkey. By the way, what is he doing there in Turkey?
What are you talking about?
Well, El Negro.
El Negro.
That's right.
Who are you referring to? Are you referring to African folks?
No, I'm talking about Obama.
Okay, well, why don't you just use the man's name?
You see,
isn't it kind of childish to? Isn't it a little childish to use to name call like that?
There's a suggestion about putting me in some kind of a category which I do not belong. I mean, this is always typical of libertarianism or the what
you
I call.
You wouldn't know libertarianism if it bit you on your butt.
It wouldn't be a libertarian if it bit you on your butt.
Guilt-ridden, white guilty.
I'm not guilt-ridden. I think that you should do something more than refer to people by their ethnicity.
Yeah, try using a person's name. I mean, it's very, very childish.
Childish like,
Yeah, like talk radio hosts. It's like, these talk radio hosts, they always have their little pet names for these politicians. And come on.
You refer to your program as a libertarian program, right?
Not really, but it would qualify, I think.
Okay. Would you also like to believe that, the University of Missouri or what? In shorthand way, we can call it MISU, would also be a libertarian kind of school.
No,
I don't know where you would possibly get that notion. Do you know what libertarian means? Can you define it for me?
I think that's guilt-ridden right there.
No. Okay. Libertarian doesn't mean guilt-ridden. That would be guilt-ridden. We have a word for guilt-ridden.
You know what else is coming after that. But what
hyphenated?
I'm trying to say here is the action of the black mob in at Missou.
I'm right? done.
That right there is, in my opinion, terroristic action.
I don't know what you just said. There's what in Missou?
What the black mob that has taken over that school? And by all indications, it is. A
are
black
you still
mob.
Talking about Barack Obama, or are you talking about
the University of Missouri?
Are you saying Barack Obama has taken over the University of Missouri?
Well, in a way, he's not saying anything about what happened there. Did he?
I'm so confused. See, this is the problem, Ralph. You're saying the black man.
I don't think the president of the United States is in any way responsible for what is going on the campus of Missouri State University.
Well, he could have said something to
put. I don't care. It's not like there's. It's not like there was a bombing that went on in Paris a couple of days ago. Why do you care what some people, what about nine states away from you, are doing?
Because
it's an opportunity to hate on Obama.
Let him answer the question.
No. It happened at Yale too, and it happened in some other schools as well. This is spreading now. It's not just over there. It's not just over there, okay? And what this was, you know, really an extortion, number one, a hoax, number two, because, you know, if you come up with one ridiculous...
You'll have to give us number three later. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number, 855-453-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves. It's live on this Sunday edition, or at least we are producing the show live. Whether you're listening live is another question. And whether you're listening live or not, you can still join us live anytime you want. We're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. So if you've got something you want to discuss with us, feel free to dial on in and join the show. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, what's happening with your family's health care?
Well, we've signed up with Liberty Health Share. What Liberty Health Share is it's a health sharing organization. Rather than an insurance company, it allows individuals to share the burden of health care costs. Now, that's what insurance companies do, but they do it with a whole bunch of overhead and all kinds of state sanctions and rules and that sort of thing. Health sharing organizations operate outside of that. They do, however, fit all the criteria of Obamacare. So I would encourage you, if you pay for your own health insurance or because you have to start at the end of the year and paying for your own health insurance or whatever, I would encourage you to just check out Liberty HealthShare like I did. And I think you'll find out that the pricing's significantly less. For my family, it was a little more than half the cost of health insurance, and that had gone up significantly too. JoinLHS.com. That's Liberty HealthShare, LHS.com. And the telephone number, I'll give that to you, too, in case you don't have a computer and can't go to joinlhs.com, 800-722-8041, 800-722-8041, Liberty HealthShare. If you ever need information on an advertiser, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got banners running down the side of the page, and you can find the information right there.
Perfect.
JoinLHS.com.
All right, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username LRN.FM. TheGuardian.com with an interesting, I would say, related story here, considering we've been discussing Syria in relation to France attacking various different supposed ISIS targets in Syria, which, of course, the more bombs you drop, the closer you're going to get to killing innocent people. And we don't know how many innocent people have been slaughtered in Syria. But you can rest assured that the more innocent people do get killed, the more likely that's going to generate more terrorists, more people willing to join ISIS and fight against the French and United States governments, as well as the people of those countries.
They call it blowback.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the story from, actually, it was earlier, a little bit earlier this year in the summertime, from The Guardian. Now the truth emerges, how the U.S. fueled the rise of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, by Sumis Milne. The war on terror, that campaign without end, launched 14 years ago. That long.
Jeez.
14 years ago by George W. Bush is tying itself up in ever more grotesque contortions. On Monday, the trial of in London of a Swedish man, Berlin Gildo, accused of terrorism in Syria, collapsed after it became clear that British intelligence had been arming the same rebel groups that the defendant was charged with supporting. The prosecution abandoned the case, apparently to avoid embarrassing the intelligence services. The defense argued that going ahead with the trial would have been an affront to justice when there was plenty of evidence the British state was itself providing extensive support to the armed Syrian opposition. That didn't only include the non-lethal assistance boasted by the government, including body armor and military vehicles, but also training, logistical support, and the secret supply of arms on a massive scale.
Yeah, you think that governments, if they say that they're just going to hand out some, Twinkies and ho-hos to the their favorite armed people, are not handing out weapons and supplies? Come on.
Reports were cited that MI6 had cooperated with the CIA on a rat line of arms transfers from Libyan stockpiles to the Syrian rebels in 2012 after the fall of the Gaddafi regime. Clearly, the absurdity of sending someone to prison for doing what ministers and their security officials were up to themselves became too much. But it's only the latest in a string of such cases. Less fortunate was a London cab driver, Anis Sardar, who was given a life sentence a fortnight earlier for taking part in 2007 in resistance to the occupation of Iraq by U.S. and British forces. Armed opposition to illegal invasion and occupation clearly doesn't constitute terrorism or murder on most definitions, including the Geneva Convention. But terrorism is now squarely in the eye of the beholder, and nowhere is that more so than the Middle East, where today's terrorists are tomorrow's fighters against tyranny, and allies are enemies, often at the bewildering whim of a Western policymaker's conference call.
Yeah, it comes, it goes, who knows which side, who's on what.
Yep, it's just whatever they say in the moment.
Right. And I think that, you know, like the difficulty here the Obama administration has is that there's a great deal of pressure to get out of Iraq. I want out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like with ISIS rising up that getting out was a bad idea. So they're trying to support the next Democrat that's coming along, whose Democrats are always considered to be sort of weak on foreign policy. And they're trying to make it look good for them. Hey, see, we solved this whole problem that we created when, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not blaming them. What I'm saying is it should have never happened in the first place. The warfare welfare machine is supported by both parties, but that's what it looks like to me.
For the past year, U.S., British, and other Western forces have been back in Iraq, supposedly in the cause of destroying the hyper-sectarian terror group Islamic State, formerly known as Al-Qaeda, in Iraq. This was after ISIS overran huge chunks of Iraqi and Syrian territory and proclaimed a self-styled Islamic caliphate. Well, the campaign isn't going well. Last month, ISIS rolled into the Iraqi city of Ramadi, while on the other side of the now non-existent border, its forces conquered the Syrian town of Palmyra. Al-Qaeda's official franchise, the Nusra Front, has also been making gains in Syria. Some Iraqis complain that the U.S. sat on its hands while all this was going on. The Americans insist they're trying to avoid civilian casualties and claim significant successes. Privately, officials say they don't want to be seen hammering Sunni strongholds in a sectarian war and risk upsetting their Sunni allies in the Gulf. A revealing light on how we got here has now been shown by a recently declassified secret U.S. intelligence report written in August of 2012, which uncannily predicts and effectively welcomes the prospect of a Salafist principality in eastern Syria and an Al-Qaeda-controlled Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. In stark contrast to Western claims at the time, the Defense Intelligence Agency document identifies Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which became ISIS, and fellow Salafists as the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria, and states that Western countries, the Gulf states, and Turkey were supporting the opposition's efforts to take control of eastern Syria. So the U.S. intelligence report basically predicting what ended up happening, raising the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality, the Pentagon report goes on.
Well, what seems so strange about ISIS is how it went from nothing to this incredible regional power in just months. I mean, how did they do it? And I can't figure that out for the life of me other than a lot of people in the Middle East are sick and tired of Western intervention in their region. They just want, they want to be left alone. They want to figure it out. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But there are a lot of people that seem to be flocking to ISIS, which was a pretty small organization. They claimed it was hundreds a few months ago. Barack Obama said that ISIS was the JV team. Remember him calling them junior varsity?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to worry about. Said that they were contained just a few days ago. So I don't even know what to believe.
We'll share more about how the U.S. fueled their rise. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition here. You may join us toll free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Please, if you like the show, become a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a brand new website, brand new amp system. Please drop by if you enjoy what we're doing here on the radio 7 nights a week, talking about freedom, talking about peace. Then $5 a month is all we're asking to support the show. We take that money in and we invest it into Free Talk Live, using it to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations, more satellite signals, and more internet connections. So you can help us do that for just a few bucks a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and the amp-only Facebook group. So go get started at amp.freetalklive.com. We're sharing a story from The Guardian. It was published during the summer, according to Seumas Milne. Is it Seumas? S-E-U-M-A-S. It's a new spelling for maybe Seumas. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, it was written back in June, but it's, I think, particularly relevant here, given that, well, there's a lot of controversy over Syria, the ISIS occupation over there, the French government bombing ISIS targets, which ostensibly likely resulted in French people being slaughtered on Friday night, and will likely result in more slaughtering of French people, considering the French have now retaliated against ISIS with more bombing. So how did we get here? Well, according to this
report, I can tell you part of it is that if you look at the populations of the Middle East, you know, including places like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, places where they've been destabilized by Western powers, including France and the United States, that the horrors that occurred, and I'm not calling them anything but horrors, the horrors that occurred in Paris, you know, just a few days ago, are probably happen, you know, on average twice a week. Those kind of numbers of deaths are occurring in the Middle East, places where, you know, the numbers in France are pretty comparative, and nobody in the West cares about that.
So it's
funny how they get all upset.
This report, there's a secret, or what was secret, now recently declassified secret U.S. intelligence report written back in August of 2012 that uncannily predicts and effectively welcomes the prospect of a Salafist principality in eastern Syria. Salafist is Salafists, well, some Salafists are ISIS, right? So ISIS is a Salafist group.
And what does it mean?
What is a Salafist?
Yeah.
I actually had Wikipedia pulled up a moment ago. I'll have to pull it up for you. It's a particular version of, the Salafi movement here from Wikipedia is an ultra-conservative orthodox movement within Sunni Islam that references the doctrine known as Salafism, which can be summed up as taking a fundamentalist approach to Islam. But, of course, we're not talking about the average Salafist. We're talking about the Salafi jihadists, the people who are willing to do violence in pursuit of their particular religious beliefs.
Gotcha.
So that's who ISIS is. Arguably the most ambitious and intolerant modern emanation is the self-styled Islamic State, which declared a caliphate in conquered parts of civil war-torn Syria and Iraq, where they established a Sharia reign of terror and vow to end the, extend this all over worldwide. Anyway, back to the story here from The Guardian. So, again, this U.S. intelligence report predicts the rise of this Salafist principality, and it goes on to say that essentially that the possibility of establishing said declared or undeclared Salafist principality is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime, which is considered the strategic depth of the Shia expansion in Iraq and Iran. So,
run that by me again. I don't get it.
So, in order to isolate the Syrian regime, the people writing this paper
at
the time, I guess, in 2012 or whatever, they wanted ISIS, because ISIS didn't really exist in 2012.
Yeah, right.
So they wanted, they saw that there could be this Salafist principality, which is ISIS, that could be on the rise there, that would essentially isolate the Syrian regime. They saw that the Salafist principality, a.k.a. ISIS, would be their ally against the Syrian regime. So they were predicting this as this is a good thing.
Yeah.
We need these guys.
Turns out they're nuts.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, cooking other Muslim pilots and whacking the heads off of, you know, Christians and Muslims alike and kidnapping reporters. And they're completely out of their gourds insane.
So this is pretty much what exactly happened 2 years later, says The Guardian. The report isn't a policy document. It's heavily redacted, and there are ambiguities in the language. But the implications are clear enough. A year into the Syrian rebellion, the U.S. and its allies weren't only supporting and arming an opposition that they knew to be dominated by extreme sectarian groups. They were prepared to countenance the creation of some sort of Islamic State, despite the grave danger, that's a quote, grave danger to Iraq's unity as a Sunni buffer in order to weaken Syria. So they funded, they armed the Islamic, basically what became the Islamic State in order to oppose the Syrian regime.
Now that's what the claim has been all along. I don't think there's too many Americans out there that are that believe, they don't, may not understand the depth of it, but believe that the creation of ISIS is anything but the U.S.
That doesn't mean the U.S. created ISIS, of course, though some of its Gulf allies certainly played a role in it, as the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden acknowledged last year. But there was no al-Qaeda in Iraq until the U.S. and Britain invaded. And the U.S. has certainly exploited the existence of ISIS against other forces in the region.
If you get involved in wars, you've got to take responsibility for what happens afterwards, you know, at least immediately afterwards.
When do they do that?
When do they
take responsibility for the consequences of war? The U.S. has certainly exploited the existence of ISIS against other forces in the region as part of a wider drive to maintain Western control. The calculus changed when ISIS started beheading Westerners and posting the atrocities online.
They didn't like that.
And the Gulf states...
I don't like that.
The Gulf states are now backing other groups in the Syrian war, such as the Nusra Front. But this U.S. and Western habit of playing with jihadi groups, which then come back to bite them...
They've been doing it since forever.
Goes back to at least the 1980s.
Yeah, the Contras in the 80s and the, you know...
The Afghanistan-Soviet conflict.
Yeah. No, that's not the Contras.
That's what they say here, though. That
right,
goes
I understand.
Back to that
They're
time.
Talking about jihadis, yes. And that's specifically Muslims. But the CIA has been arming the folks they like and doing the stuff they like for longer than the 80s.
And, of course, that fostered the original al-Qaeda under CIA tutelage. So it all traces back to Western meddling in these places. It was recalibrated during the occupation of Iraq when U.S. forces led by General Petraeus sponsored an El Salvador-style dirty war of sectarian death squads to weaken the Iraqi resistance, and it was reprised in 2011 in the NATO-orchestrated war in Libya, where ISIS last week took control of Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. In reality, U.S. and Western policy in the conflagration that is now the Middle East is in the classic mold of imperial divide and rule. American forces bomb one set of rebels while backing another in Syria and mount what are effectively joint military operations with Iran against ISIS in Iraq while supporting Saudi Arabia's military campaign against Iranian-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. However, do you follow all that?
No.
Well, it's all manipulation on the part of the U.S. However, confused U.S. policy...
Oh, I don't think for a second that the other Western powers aren't involved in this.
Yeah. Oh, they're all on the same page. However, confused U.S. policy
look,
may often
I
be...
I get what statecraft is. It's not like I'm completely blind to this, but, I mean, at some point or another, you kind of look at the installation of the Shah of Iran, and I think it was like the 50s.
Yeah.
By the CIA. Well, there's a lashback in the late 70s, and then you see the student uprising, the hostages are taken, mm-hmm. and then Iran becomes this ultra Muslim place. Now, most Americans are like, how did that happen to us? But because they don't know, they didn't get to vote on whether or not the CIA installed the Shah in Iran,
right.
And he either run this terrible death squad and all that other stuff. But at some point or another. I hope the politicians, because it doesn't seem like most people are plugged in and pay attention, but I would think the politician would be like, this isn't working. This plan where we keep on backing the guys to put our folks in or whatever, it's just not working.
Maybe it's working well. The military-industrial complex is raking it in.
Yeah.
And the politicians,
I can't argue with that.
The politicians get their golden parachutes to get nice retirements, and then they get picked up for jobs in that military-industrial complex. Those guys are winning big time. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Well, our children are dying.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and LadyOfDestiny.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username lrn.fm. The story that we're sharing with you is relatively short. We're almost done with it here. From The Guardian, talking about the secret, what was secret, but now declassified, although still heavily redacted. U.S. intelligence report written back in August of 2012, which predicts and effectively welcomes the prospect of a Salafist principality, a.k.a. what became ISIS, in Syria. And they predicted this accurately. In fact, there's evidence that the British intelligence and likely the U.S. intelligence in
the United States government knew ISIS was coming. Was welcoming it.
And arguably funding them as well. It's definitely true that British intelligence was arming the very same rebel groups in Syria that ended up, many of them, becoming ISIS. So, you know, you've got funds and guns coming from these Western governments. You know, British intelligence is doing it. CIA is doing it with them, right? So, you know, they're arming these people who then ultimately used your tax dollars, the money from you, to then cut off your neighbor's heads. So those videos that ISIS has posted online over the last year showing people being decapitated. Some people from the United States, some people from Great Britain. Well, you could point out, I think accurately, that it was likely at some point your tax dollars that went to fund those beheadings. If it's, you know, indeed the case that, and it seems to be, that the U.S. and the British governments were funding these rebel groups that became ISIS.
That's when they started to back off of ISIS, right?
When they started backing off?
The governments. They started backing off when ISIS begins whacking the heads off of people.
When you say backing off, I mean, what do you mean by that? There's still bombings going on.
No, they were backing off their support for ISIS.
Oh, I see what you mean. Publicly. Yes. So a little bit more here from The Guardian in this piece. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. So in reality, U.S. and Western policy in the conflagration that is now the Middle East is in the classic mold of imperial divide and rule. American forces bomb one set of rebels while backing another in Syria and mount what are effectively joint military operations with Iran against ISIS in Iraq while supporting Saudi Arabia's military campaign against Iranian-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. So they're fighting and arming everybody. However, confused U.S.
Everybody's got bombs that say made in the USA on the side.
Yep. However confused U.S. policy may often be, a weak partitioned Iraq and Syria fits such an approach perfectly. What's clear is that ISIS and its monstrosities won't be defeated by the same powers that brought it to Iraq and Syria in the first place, or whose open and covert war-making has fostered it in the years since. Endless Western military interventions in the Middle East have brought only destruction and division. It's the people of the region who can cure this disease, not those who incubated the virus.
Yeah, I mean, obviously things were pretty tumultuous here in the United States when the U.S. had its Revolutionary War, but it seems like countries should be left alone to figure these things out for themselves. I mean, ultimately,
that would be the libertarian foreign policy. Let people be. If you want to get involved, if you want to go send your own aid over there, you want to send a care package or go and join some foreign military or some rebel squadron, then by all means, you should have the freedom to do that.
And, this gets called isolationism over and over again. That's not isolationism. North Korea is isolated. North Korea doesn't do business with, they don't allow trade in the country, they don't allow people in the country. I'm all for people doing business with U.S. companies. I'm all for U.S. companies doing business around the world, trade going everywhere, tourists going everywhere, all this stuff.
That's how you make peace.
Yeah. When trade isn't crossing borders, then troops are much more likely to. So I'm not an isolationist. I'm a non-interventionist, and that means I prefer not to drop bombs on people's children from remote control airplanes. That's what I'm against.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want that happening to your kids, right? That's an easy thing to understand.
It seems pretty easy to understand, but it seems like so many people just don't want to understand.
No, they don't get it. I posted on
They get it. They don't want to spend any time getting it.
I posted on our Facebook page earlier tonight the article that we shared about France striking ISIS again in Syria. So just after they were struck back in these attacks in France on Friday night, they then dropped 20 more bombs in the supposed ISIS capital over that way. And my comment with the story that I posted was, France continues to bomb Syria, inviting more terror attacks. And the two responses thus far from people posting on our Facebook page, Dave Roberts writes, "Really? Where's the logic in this vacuous assertion?" And then Bruce Livingston says, "What do they do to, quote, invite, unquote, the first one?" Yeah, the bombings would have invited it.
When you drop bombs, the chances of killing innocent people are high. It's been happening over and over again. It's not like death in the Middle East is new, and it's happening all the time. What's new is Westerners care about it. Now they care about death because it's happening in a Western country. Mm. When their governments are going, you know, abroad and causing all kinds of havoc.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately that's what happens. Look, yeah. I'm no fan of ISIS. And I certainly don't want to see them get bigger and more powerful. But I think Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, these countries should be handling this on their own.
Well, if you want ISIS to get bigger and more powerful, just keep dropping bombs. Every bomb that drops and kills innocent people is going to result in more signups for ISIS.
Yep.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, just because I said they invited more terrorism doesn't mean that that's obviously... I don't think that's what people want when they use violence as a solution. That's just what people's natural response is.
Right. If you go around punching people in the nose, expect to get punched in the punched back.
I mean, is it hard to understand that, look, try for a moment. And I know it's horrifying to think about this, but try for a moment to imagine a bomb dropping in your neighborhood and affecting your family. Maybe you're at work at that time of the day. And some, you know, the Chinese roll in or, you know, fly in jets and drop a bomb in your neighborhood. And is the excuse from the Chinese that they're trying to stop terrorism going to pacify you? Is that going to...
There are certainly criminals living in your neighborhood, are there not?
Probably.
And some of those criminals are now dead. Why are you not thanking the Chinese?
Well, maybe because your children have perished and your wife has had her limbs removed by these bombs. And, you know, maybe you could put yourself in the position of somebody who comes home at the end of the day to discover their home has been turned to rubble and their family is dead. Maybe you could understand why someone like that might all of a sudden decide that, well, there's no more point in working for a living because I have no family to support.
They've gone Charles Bronson on your butt, and that's it. They have nothing to live for any longer. If you kill my kid, I have nothing to live for at that point.
Right.
And I may very well swear vengeance against you. And that's, I mean...
It's not okay, but it's what happened.
To say that that's not acceptable for Middle Easterners is to say that they are dogs. Mm. To say that they are nothing but livestock, where you can kill their kids and they shouldn't care. Mm. That's what you do to pigs. That's what you do to cows. It's not what you do to people. When you do it to people... And you, I mean, how can you continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results? Where am I getting this wrong? There are so many warmongers out there. Where am I getting it wrong?
Well, if you would like to explain that to Mark, you can call in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and that's where Sean is on the line. And, Sean, where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from Santa Barbara, California.
Welcome.
Interesting thing that I noticed during the France attack and in response was that they deployed, it was 1,500 of their, like, SAS or something they're called, their France, like, military troops.
The ninjas.
And then I wanted to compare that to the Boston bomber in Boston was our... Or not our, you know, the authorities there had like some 10,000, you know, troops on the streets of Boston. So it just kind of illustrates how far along our police state is.
Is that true? There were 10,000? I don't believe, that seems unbelievable that there would be that many troops in.
A huge deployment.
In Boston.
It was in that range between
all
the
different. They were bringing people from all over.
That's true. Yeah. They did have some New Hampshire cops go down there too. Yeah, I guess it's believable there's 10,000 cops down in Massachusetts.
Stunning.
That's probably true.
It is stunning. It highlights our police state. And then the other thing is I don't understand, I guess, or it just doesn't make sense why they hit France when it was Russia who was really hitting them hard recently with the airstrikes.
It's probably easier. They blew up that Russian plane in all likelihood.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Sean, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.